This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Can you hear that?
I can. That
Do you know what that is?
Sounds like a heartbeat.
It is. It's my baby's heartbeat.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I had my appointment yesterday, and I've been feeling little kicks now for a couple of weeks, which they say you start to feel them earlier with your second.
Yes.
I think with my son, Easton, I started feeling them around maybe 18, 19 weeks. And with this baby, I've started feeling him closer to 15 weeks. I'm about to be, 18 weeks. I asked my husband the other day, I'm like, am I 16 weeks? Am I 17 weeks? I've heard that's what happens as you have more children. You're like, how many months am I now? You're not keeping track as closely.
No.
But as we're preparing to welcome this new life into our home, you know, you have the thought of, oh my gosh, I love my child. I love Easton so much. How can I possibly love another baby as much?
Yep.
And it's a fear that I think a lot of people have, friends I've talked to as they've been growing their families like we are. And I certainly have felt that. And I know what many of you who have multiple children are probably thinking is somehow your heart just grows. It just happens. And it's incredible. And when you hold that baby for the very first time, you can't imagine your life without that child now as part of your family. But it's kind of nerve-wracking of like, am I really going to love this baby as much as I love Easton?
I think that I think having experienced that a couple times, your concern in large part is how is the first one going to take this?
Yeah.
And are they going to feel like they're less loved because of the new one? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a legitimate concern.
Jealousy, I know, is a definite thing.
You worry about the jealousy thing. Mm-hmm. My daughter was worried about that as well. And, you know, from a grandparent's perspective, you tend to see it a little differently, maybe because you've been through it. But he loves that little girl. I mean, our grandson loves his little sister and pats her on the head. And they do kid things like fight over toys on occasion. And you're going to have a little bit of that. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I think that's probably, there's just nothing like holding them right mm-hmm. after they're born, right?
Right.
It's just you bond right then.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't wait for that moment and to see how Easton reacts. And I know you have across the spectrum reactions, you know, where you picture in your mind this really cute moment where the older brother or sister are so excited to meet their baby sibling, and then you have the kids where they push them away or they want nothing to do with them. So we're obviously just kind of going to go with the flow and know that Easton, this is going to be a big adjustment for him as well come late August when I'm due. But you have to ask yourself the question, especially if you have kids like you, Mark, who are grown, do parents have favorites? Because I know as kids, we've joked with our parents of, Mom and Dad, do you have a favorite kid?
I don't know if that's, I mean, you're kind of putting me on the spot here.
Well,
I don't know if that's, probably, maybe at some point, because as they get older, I don't think you maybe do when they're younger, as they get older, you're going to have a different relationship as an adult with all of them.
Right.
And maybe some of them you'll have more things in common with than others. I don't know if it's a favorite thing. When they're little, if there's no doubt about it, if you have one that is completely well behaved most of the time and another one that's a little hellion, you're gonna favor the one that doesn't give you as much grief. That doesn't mean you love the other one any less, right?
No, I'm glad you're being honest about it because I think that people always want to sit there and, well, no, absolutely not. It's the same with every child, and of course you love your children.
You do.
All the same, but you're right. I mean, certainly there have to be some differences. There was a study that actually looked into this, and they wanted to figure out, do parents have favorites? And it turns out, yes. In fact, it was almost, you know, line by line what you were saying. And now you have to ask yourself, okay, if you have a boy versus a girl, does that make a difference? Listen to this.
Girls tend to receive the sweet treatment, with a study finding daughters may be easier to parent. For that same reason, children who are seen as more agreeable and conscientious were also more likely to receive favored status.
But what we also see later on with those kids is sometimes they grew up internalizing the message that love is conditional. So there are other drawbacks to that type of relationship.
There you go, right? That's kind of similar to what you said, that the conditional part, I mean, obviously you have to work as a parent to not make the kids feel like the love toward them is conditional.
No, and I
only will
so
love you if you clean your room and eat your vegetables. Otherwise, no.
Well, I mean, just reflect back on when you were a teenager. Specifically, you have two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So as teenage girls, there are different challenges with teenage girls than there are with teenage boys.
Yeah.
Right? And that relationship sometimes is different between the teenage girl and her mother and the teenage girl and her father, or mm-hmm. or with boys, the same thing. It's just the dynamics are all different. And to saying that you had a favorite, I mean, I would assume you could have different emotional reactions to your children mm-hmm. at different stages of their development based on how they're interacting with you, right? I mean, I don't know. So in other words, maybe that could change at different points of their lives when you're really getting along with them well. You might feel like that briefly, and then you might have times of conflict.
I agree.
I don't think I could ever have assigned a favorite tag to any of them.
Well, I think that that word is used a lot, and you watch TV shows and they joke about, you know, oh, I'm the favorite child or something like that. Over the years, they've done that whole little skit.
Oh yeah.
That word is probably not the best. Like you said, I'm sure your relationship changes, as mine has changed over the years with my parents. Like, I was the kid who was easier to get up in the morning for school, and I was the one who was better at cleaning. And I'm sorry if my sisters are listening. That does not mean my parents love me more, but in that phase of life, it was probably easier to get me to do certain things.
Sure.
But then I also am very opinionated, and I might be more inclined to push back on things. So that would be challenging, you know? And so it's like this give and take thing. So just because I was maybe more agreeable or easier in one way of, okay, kid, we don't have to drag Kim out of the bed to get her to go to school on time. Well, I'm going to push back and I'm going to voice my opinions and things like that. And that can create conflict.
Every parent must struggle with that because
I'm sure.
Just about the time you're ready to strangle them, they come over and curl up on your lap. And you're the sweetest thing that ever lived.
I always joke it's like the Sour Patch Kids. It's like first they're sour and then they're sweet. Like Easton throws a tantrum and then on his own comes up to me and lays his little head on my shoulder. He's
exactly.
Like, hi, Mama. I'm like, see? Okay, that's just adorable. No, it's so true. And the comment I mentioned too is bosses have to feel like this. Like bosses know the employees who are more agreeable, who are not dealing with the same person who's constantly, you know, complaining or constantly causing HR issues and things like that. A thorn in their side. You don't want to be the thorn in someone's side.
Yeah, or you could be accused of being a brown noser, one of the two.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We all know there are brown nosers.
I'm just saying, the person who replies all to every company-wide email.
You know, now that you've brought this up, Mark,
you
know that I do not support, 99% of the time, I do not support reply all to a company email. Like, okay. You just don't need to do it, okay? But what I do support that for, and I almost did it the other day, but I resisted, was asking people to put food away in the refrigerator. If there's leftover food, I think that would warrant a reply all. Someone please make sure it gets refrigerated so that we can then enjoy it in the morning.
At this moment of your life, food is your love language.
It really is. I already talked about it a lot, but now I think about it a lot.
I know. It's true. And we did have some great leftover Mexican food from, was it Rosalie's? Is that what they got?
Rosalita's. And there's more in the fridge. I already checked when I got in this morning.
Oh, there's some left?
Mm-hmm.
2 days old.
That's fine.
Okay. Just
had five tacos yesterday before 9 a.m.
Soft tacos.
Soft tacos. That's right.
In case you're wondering. Yeah, that's great.
Get more at 971talk.com.